to the beat of my own drum. I'm a wow in a world full of ho-hum.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know anyone was listening.
That was hilarious. The song was kind of made for my voice, but don't worry. I'll get you there.
Hi, friends. I'm Martina Castro, host of the Vivo Songbook podcast, a show where we dive deep into the story and songs of Vivo, the movie from Sony Pictures Animation, streaming now on Netflix.
And I'm Inarly Simo, the voice of Gabby in Vivo.
We welcome you to the Vivo Songbook Bonusodes, where you'll play games to learn how to speak the language that brought Gabby and Vivo together.
The language of music.
In today's bonusode, we'll learn how the same song can sound different depending on who sings it. You'll also sing along so you can figure out what makes your voice totally unique. And here are our guest instructors for today.
My name's Randy Tom, and I was the sound designer on Vivo.
My name is Alex Lockemoir, and I am the executive music producer of Vivo.
Class materials, just those little strings that sit in the back of your throat. Ah, your vocal cords. Get ready to sing your heart out.
Okay, Randy, why don't you kick this off? Oh, nice. Did you all hear how his voice changed?
What was that? That was kind of weird, but I guess also kind of cool how he could just change his voice like that.
It started at a very low pitch and ends at a very high pitch.
Well, we can all do something similar with our voices. But how low or how high we can go is unique to each and every one of us. Right, Alex?
Yeah. A high pitch for a male voice might not be a high pitch for a female voice because they're just built differently. So this G will be high for me to sing, but if a soprano sings that G, it's not as hard a work for her. This will be harder work for her, and there's no way I'm going to hit that note all the way up there.
To understand the letters Alex just mentioned, imagine a piano. The G is one of the white keys of the piano. There are only 7. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. 7. But there are many of those notes because they repeat. An A or a G can be played at the lower part of the piano or at the higher part of the piano. You can play the same note, but at different pitches. That's a key term for today. Pitch.
For example, this pitch is a C, but it could also be a C down here. C, or all the way down here. So all the way up here. Like, those are all different pitches, but they're all a C.
I love it. It's different, but it's also the same.
Exactly. So now that we've got that covered, let's play with the instrument many of us can use, our voice, to see how it feels to sing different pitches, like Randy did. I'll go first, starting as low as I can go, then I'll see how high I can go.
Martina, you sound like a robot.
Yeah, I know. Okay, you're laughing now, but friends at home, now you give this silly sound a try. Try as low as you can, then go up. It's kind of fun. Ready, go. How did that feel? Was it hard? Well, how low and high you were able to go without straining too much, the part that felt good, that is your vocal range. It's unique to you. And it's an incredible musical instrument in and of itself.
When you're talking about vocals, you find that the higher that a note sits in someone's range, the more excitement you get out of that. When you hear someone sing a really high note, you feel that tension and you feel the work of them singing it.
Alex, you're totally right. I feel that tension in my own voice when I'm singing my own drum. Is that because I'm stretching my range?
Exactly. So let's test out our vocal ranges again, but this time with something a little more musical. Okay, here are 3 notes that sound kind of cool together. We call this a chord.
La, la, la.
All right, friends at home, you try it. Ready? Go. good. Now let's try it again. Same notes, but lower pitches.
La, la, la.
Now it's your turn. Ready? Go. Okay, now let's try a little higher. Same notes, higher pitches. La, la, la. Oh, no, no, no. That is so squeaky. Now it's your turn. Ready? Go. Friends at home, how did it feel for you? In your body? In your throat? See how the same three notes feel so different to sing them at different pitches?
I thought it was fun. It was actually not that hard.
Well, I had a little bit of a tough time with it, but, you know, thanks to the brilliant example of my own drum, friends at home, you can now experiment with your own vocal range. Sing along with Gabby in the real version of My Own Drum and see if your range is like hers. Or go find a song that fits your range perfectly and sing it to the stars, because this is one of the most natural ways for us to express ourselves.
Humans and animals and musical instruments and musicians, all of us are expert at manipulating pitch to communicate with each other and to express ourselves.
That's it for today's bonusode.
Thanks for playing with us. You did amazing.
And a special thank you to our guest instructors, Alex Lackamore and Randy Tom. The Vivo Songbook Bonusodes were written and edited by our lead producer, Martine Chaussard, our editor, Natasha Ruck, and me, Martina Castro. They were mixed and sound designed by Giovanna Romano Sanchez. They include original compositions from Luis Gil and were mastered by Martin Cruz Farga and Daniel Murcia. A big thank you to our consultants, Andrew Barkan and Polly Hall from the Ear Snacks podcast, who also contributed to our games. You can stream Vivo anytime over at Netflix or listen to the podcast about the story and songs of Vivo, the Vivo Songbook, wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. See you next time on the Vivo Songbook Bonusodes.